The following shiur has been presented by Rev Shraga Kallis, Reish Koilel at the Beis Havad Halacha Koilel in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Mem Hei relates the following shaila. It's like the Gemara, you're allowed to remove the menorah from the area where the menorah is lit, can hear it was lit outside, and you'd like to remove the menorah because of this uma, as Rashi explains, that had a kepeda that was misnage to lighting the menorah, lighting lights in general outside on their Yom Edom, on their Yontifs, on their holidays, Lavdal, that they had a rule that you're not allowed to light candles. So the person, Mipachad, or we'll see in a moment, maybe Misakana, he had to move the candles, and the Shaila was Al Tmok, it was Shabbos, and the question was, were they allowed to move this Naira on Shabbos? Bamalei, and they told him, Shaper Domi. And they said, why is it mutter to move it? L'chaira, it's a problem of Moksa. They said, because Shasat Chak shiny. It's a Shasat Chak, so you can move it in a Shasat Chak. He says, that hakad alocha? Amalei, kedai Reb Shimon l'smoichel b'shasat chak. So Gemara opens us up to the sugya of Reb Shimon, and we know here that Reb Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. So therefore the Gemara says, since it's a shasat chak, you could hold of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon held there's no such thing as muksa, and the situation is the situation of a shasat chak. Rashi over here says something very interesting. Rashi says, b'shasat chak, sakana. Now, what's the shasat chak? It's a sakana. It seems to be that these goyim are dangerous individuals, and they're going to either, we'll see in a moment, maybe real sakana or damage or something, and therefore the person has a pashat, he has to remove these candles or can remove to, can create a situation of a sakana. And therefore, the shasat chak, it would be permitted to move these candles. Now, Kaidim Kol, from this Gemara, Chayra is a raya to kind of a different in yonim. Number one, the Rav Shlomo Kluger, Dan's, very famous Shaila. If a person was machnis himself into a situation of pekuach nefesh, he put himself into a situation where he's going to be in a massive danger, tremendous danger, which is going to, of course, require him to be mechal Shabbos. Are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos when you put yourself into that situation? Put yourself into a situation of pekuach nefesh, nobody asked you to put yourself in, you're considered a pesheya, so now that you placed yourself willingly into that situation, so perhaps we should be machmir, quote unquote, on the person, and not let him be mechal Shabbos, or let him do an avera, because he made himself in the situation. The whole heter of being doiche, the mitzvahs, the v'chai behem, is in a situation where you didn't place yourself into the situation. But if you put yourself into the matzv of pekuach nefesh, then there's no heter of pekuach nefesh. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, from this Gemara, l'chayra, there's a raya. Because the Gemara over here says, the way that Rashi, the seemingly pashup shot in Rashi, is that the situation was that of a sakana. Now, why did this person light outside? He knows that there's a rule that this chaverim, not such good chaverim, but this umma called chaverim, that they have a rule that you're not allowed to light candles outside in Yom Edom. So why was he being a chachim and lighting the candles outside? And Tosis already brings down in Dibra Maskel and Mekimi that there's a Gemara we saw previously in Chafal from the Beis that there's a halacha for a person in Shasakon. He should light on the table, and if he lights on the table, so then they don't notice or they don't see it, or it's, at least they think it's just his regular table light. So then it wouldn't be a situation of Sakana. So why did he go and put himself into the situation of Sakana? So Rashi, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that it's a real Sakana, and he had no right to put himself in the Sakana, so then it's understandable, Lefi, this, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, that the Gemara, the only way the Gemara is able to matir it, because there's a Shita of Rav Shimon who doesn't hold of Moksa. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Chaira, if it's Sakana, so why don't we say that even if there wouldn't be a Shita of Rav Shimon, but it's a Sakana, it's Pekuach Nefesh, the Goyim are going to kill you if you have these candles outside. So you should be allowed to remove the candles simply because it's Pekuach Nefesh and Sakana. Why do you have to come on to the fact that, well, there's a Shita of Rav Shimon that doesn't hold of Moksa and therefore it's mutter to move around this menorah after the lights went out, etc. Just say simply that it's Pekuach Nefesh, and even if there wouldn't be a Shita of Rav Shimon, you'd be permitted to move these candles on Shabbos because it's Pekuach Nefesh. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, you see from over here, the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that it's a sakana. But it's a sakana that you put yourself into. And since it's a sakana you put yourself into, you're not allowed to be doiche Shabbos for a sakana that you put yourself into. The only reason that we're going to let you over here move the candles is because there's a shita that's meikel. So therefore, kedai Reb Shimon b'shas atchak. Now the Gemara is kepshuta, says Reb Shlomo Kluger. We need to come on to a shita. There's a shita out there that doesn't ask that it's a muksa. But if there wouldn't have been the shita of Reb Shimon, and it would have been muksa, so then we would say you should not have put yourself into the situation. And once you put yourself into the situation, you're not allowed to be doiche the Shabbos to remove the pikuach nefesh that you created. It's a tremendous chiddush, but Reb Shlomo Kluger claims that the pashup shot in the Gemara. Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham, also learns like this. It seems to be the Magen Avraham learns like this. Because the Magen Avraham in Reish Ayin Tes, in Arsif, where this halach is brought down, he brings down first the Shilta Gibarim, the way that the Shilta Gibarim learns the Gemara, that in Yesh, Amos, Goyim, if there's fear of the Goyim, fear is very, very, much more, is a much more watered down tone. You're afraid of the Goyim. You're afraid the Goyim are going to cause trouble over here. Mutter l'tal t'lacha shakabos. It says the Shilta Gibarim and Aralacha that you're allowed to move the candles after the candles have gone out. You're allowed to move this leichter, this menorah. You're allowed to move it after it's gone out. It says the Magen Avraham, Aval Rashi Pirish. He's Aval, of course, is the lashon that he's trying to explain that Rashi argues on this. And Rashi says Pirish Shasatchak. You know what Shasatchak means? Mitzakana. It says the Magen Avraham means that there was a sakana over here. It's dangerous. The Goyim are going to kill him. So then, says the Magen Avraham, Mashma, the B'shaloi B'makam Sakana Aser. It would be sounded like that if you just have Stam, you're afraid of the Goyim, they're going to start bothering, they're going to start causing trouble. So then you wouldn't be allowed to move it. And the only reason why you're allowed to move it is because it's a Sakana. Mamish, a real Sakana. So again, you see that the Magen Avraham is learning this Gemara, that when Rashi says sakana, he means kipshutai, it's a real sakana. And the Rav Shlomo Kluger extends that and says, oh, now that we've established that it's a real sakana, so then the only reason why you're allowed to remove that situation of sakana is because you have a sheet of Rav Shimon that kedai Rav Shimon mishas atchak. And it would come out from here an unbelievable chedesh, a person that put himself into a situation where he's going to have to be Michal Shabbos, would not be allowed on Shabbos to break Shabbos. He wouldn't be allowed to break Shabbos because you created that situation. Now, the Maisa, just Pasha to Maimon de Sugya, Lemaisa, Kima, all the Achrayim come to argue on the Magen Avraham, the Al-Yirab, the Narsholim, the Primogolim, the Taisa Shabbat, the Rikifa Eger, and add the extent, Machzach Shekel, add to the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Tes, he says, he brings down this, the start of the Magen Avraham, he brings down him Yesh, Amos Goyim Alav Al Yidei Haner, if he's afraid that of these Goyim, he's scared. So then it would be Mutter to Metaltal this Menorah, after it went out, he'd be allowed to move the Menorah. And he quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Shilta Gibarim, and they says, "Ukein Hiskim the Tosa Shabbos, v'delai k'magen Avram." It's not like the Magen Avram that the Magen Avram learned over here that we're talking that there was a real sakana. Because if it would be a real sakana, then avada ein adaver, there's nothing that's only b'vnei pekuach nefesh, and we wouldn't have to come on to the shita of Reb Shimon. So we see that number one, most of the achrayim already learned that which it says in Rashi is lav dafka, and they actually speak it out explicitly. Now Shalom says lav sakana mamish; it doesn't mean real sakana. And the Vada, if it would be a real sakana, there's no shaila. So some within that shita now, the Prima Gadim says, what does it mean that it's not a real sakana? It means that maybe he'll get beat up, yako isai, or it means a hefsid mammon, it means they're going to maybe take his money away, they're going to cause trouble. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it's something that, you know, in the long run, very, very far, tzad haricha can come and cause the day a sakana, because, you know, if tamizai, once you get into trouble with the goyim, already it can be problematic and it could cause sakana, but it doesn't mean real sakana. And the emes is, and you look at this also in the Archa Shulchan and Arsim and Reish Ayin Tes and Sif Gimel, what comes out is really actually the opposite, that if you learn this Gemara is lav dafka sakana, that it's not really a sakana over here. So then you would see over here the exact opposite of Reb Shlomo Kluger. You would see from over here that in a situation of where a person would be in a real sakana, albeit that he put himself into that sakana and he shouldn't have lit outside because he placed himself in this sakana, and he should have taken lit inside the way Chazal prescribed. But if you did light outside, and it would be a real sakana, so then you would see from over here, you would not need to come on to Reb Shimon, Kedai Reb Shimon, B'shas Atchak, and then you would just be able to be Daicha, of course, because nothing stands in the way of Pikuach Nefesh, even if you put yourself into the situation. You'd be allowed to Daicha the Shabbos. However, our Gemara is not sakana mamish, like all these Acharenim are learning. It's lav dafka sakana. It means a problem, a matziv, hefsid mammon, they'll bother you, they'll hit you. And in that case, we're saying, no, so then when you put yourself into this situation, so then how are you going to get out of the situation? It's not a situation of sakana mamish. So on that, we have to come on to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon doesn't hold the muksa, and kedai Reb Shimon b'shas atchak. So the halacha Malacha, how do we paskin a person that was machmis himself into a sakana? Are you allowed to be mechayel Shabbos mishum pekoch nefesh? The going with Moshe in Chelak Aleph and Tzimikov Chav Zayin has a tshuva really against Rav Shlomo Kluger, and he proves conclusively that of course a person that puts himself into a situation shouldn't have. If he puts himself into a situation of pekoch nefesh, even though he had no right to and he was b'cheya, but of course he could be mechayel Shabbos. Moshe has interesting rayas. One raya is from Nida, Daf Lamed Ches, that it says that the Chassidim Rishonim were not Mishamish me to say him, that they didn't have Tashmish except on Revi B'Shabbos, because the Cheshbin comes out that they would have the baby exactly 271 days later. Ayin Shom the Cheshbin, but it comes out that if they would have Tashmish on this specific night, then it would come out that the baby would be born on Shabbos, and it would create a Chil Shabbos. So the way Rav Moshe learns is that it says the Chassidim Rishonim, Dafka these Tzaddikim would worry about this. And you see, says Rav Moshe, that there's no issur of putting yourself into a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. In Chayyar, we should say that everybody should have to do this. You're not allowed to put yourself into a situation of where you're going to have to be Mechalal Shabbos. And if you put yourself into that situation, then maybe we wouldn't even let you be Doyecha. El Ma'avada, it's maybe Fechassin Rishainim, and Lamaisa certainly shouldn't do it and put yourself into the Matzah of Pikuach Nefesh. But if you did a lot of Avada, you'd be allowed to be Mechalal Shabbos to get out of it. There's actually a Mishnah Berurah, it says it explicitly in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph and Tzukat Yud Zayin. Mishnah Berurah discusses over there about a person that in a situation where they shouldn't have done a bris milah, and he says, if they did do the bris milah, whatever the situation is over there, that they shouldn't have done the bris milah, after Abdi Surah, says Mishnah Berurah, even though you shouldn't have done an Eser, but now you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, to be called Makam, to be called Nefesh, because the Maizah right now is to be called Nefesh. Now, at first glance, this seems like a Raya. It seems like a Raya. And Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa and Periklam and Beis in Haras Adivav says it's a Raya. That if you put yourself into Pekuch Nefesh, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to take yourself out of it, even though you shouldn't have. Lamaisa, the Laharis Nasan and Chelek Hei and Simen Kav Ches, Aizvav says there's no Raya from here. Because Saif, the baby, he certainly wasn't the Pesheya. But Akapanim Halacha, it is certainly true that if a person put himself into a situation of Pekuch Nefesh, that he is allowed to take himself out. Agav Rav Moshe has other tshuvas on this inyan, and he proves it conclusively in many places. Ebenezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Vav, and in Yeradeya, Chelek Beis, Simen Kufayin Dalit, and in Chelek Gimel, and Simen Sadi, Rav Moshe proves it's Muchach, his Lashon is, Shepikuach Nefach, Doiche, Shabbos, Av, Shehevi, Olav, Bib, Shiyasa, even though he shouldn't have done it, and it was a Pshia, and says Rav Moshe, Vubar. So that's the first inyan that comes out of this Gemara. Maisa, there's another inyan, Maisa, you see from Rav Shlomo Kluger, Chiddush. Now, the way Rav Shlomo Kluger is learning, you have to know, is a person who lights Chanukah Menorah in a situation where he had the ability to light it inside because of the Pekuch Nefesh, like Chazal B'Shas HaKana prescribed that he should light inside the house, and he went and he lit outside the house. So, are you Yoytzei the Mitzvah? In other words, if you lit outside in a situation where Chazal made a new Makim, and said, the new makam for you and the danger and the Shas HaKana is inside, and you lit it outside, are you Yotzei the mitzvah? According to Rav Shlomo Kluger, there'd be a certain makam, certainly a makam to say that you're not Yotzei, because the way he learns this Gemara is that the person lit the menorah and brought himself l'day this matzav of Pekuach Nefesh, it would certainly be mashmayis that he's not going to be Yotzei the mitzvah. However, the simple reading of Taisvis in Dibra Masko Mekime Chavre B'Shapsa, as Taisvis says, Taisvis has a gasha, what's a Shaila B'Chlau? Why is he lighting Ner Chanukah? Why did they ask the Shaila Ner Chanukah more than a Ner Shabbos? So Taisvis says, Mishum Litzar Chachila, they allowed them to have lights on their table, it was only outside. So Taisvis asks, L'maisa Menorah, you aren't allowed to put on the table, like we explained, during the Shas Sakana, and why did this person not do it? So Taisus says, we're talking in a situation where he didn't put it on his table and he put it outside. The simple reading of Taisus would be mashma that Taisus doesn't fear ice and finish up by saying, and of course he wouldn't be Yotzei if he did that. It would be mashma in Taisus that the Chazal gave you an Eitzah to put it on the table if you'd like, but if you would put it outside, you're Yotzei. This is a very big need in Eretz Yisrael, because Bismanena, we know in Eretz Yisrael people like tak outside. And there was a tshuva sefer called the Dvar Yeshua, who in his tshuva, he explains that you don't have to light outside. Even nowadays when there's no Shas HaKana, And he explains that because since Chazal, once they already established that there is a Shas HaKana, so then until the Bias Goyal, until Mashiach, we always have to worry, even in Eretz Yisrael, that it could be a Shas HaKana, and therefore you're not to light up. You don't light up, you don't need to light outside, you can light inside. And he goes on to say, and not only that, it could be if you light outside, you're not Yoytze. And based on this Cheshbon, that once Chazal made a Makim, and they said that you have to light inside the Shas HaKana, so then you wouldn't even be allowed to light outside in a Shas HaKana. And if he establishes and considers this to extended Shas HaKana, he would say you wouldn't even be allowed to. L'maisa, Rabbi Yashiv has a tshuva against that, and L'maisa, the Pashtis, the Tosis over here would be Mashma, that even if we would, Kaveya, that Bizman is a Shas HaKana, which in Eretz Yisrael is very, very difficult to say, but even if you would say such a thing, but to say that he's not Yoytze if he lights outside is almost impossible. And that's the second Indian that comes up over here. The last akuda is this Indian in general of putting yourself into pekuach nefesh. Really, we have a previous sugya on Shabbos stuff. You test the sugya vein mafligin, an entire simon in Reish Mem Ches and halacha about a person that puts himself into a pekuach nefesh situation, and there's a whole sugya about when he's allowed to mitzad anisa drabanan, that you're not allowed to put yourself on Erev Shabbos into a matzav of pekuach nefesh. Now, really, vanish from that sugya is really clearly mashma, not like Rav Shlomo Kluger, because the whole sugya over there, this is the rabbanon for a person to take a boat out on Erev Shabbos, because he might come lidei pekuach nefesh, the way some Rishonim learn, and they explain that if he does it on Thursday, Friday, it's a problem, Mashenkin, it would be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is a shaila, but if you do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so then he would be allowed to, because it's not incumbent upon him to worry about the Shabbos yet, which of course that sugya is clearly mashma, not like Rav Shlomo Kluger. Chayra, he knows he's going to come the day Chil Shabbos, unless you say that's not called the Pshia, because it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But Vinish, however you learn, there is an entire sugya discussing this Indian about a person on Erev Shabbos worrying about the Shabbos. The Paiskim explained that's really Mamash Akim of Zachar Shabbos, to be Zachar Shabbos even during the week, the Chavetz Chaim says in one place. It's incumbent upon a person to make sure that when Shabbos comes, he won't have a situation of Pekuch Nefesh. The Mishnah Berura, actually in Simon Shin Lamed, in the first Sif, Mishnah Berurah brings down, Min Haroi, it's Roy for a lady, when she's Magia to the ninth month, to prepare everything before Shabbos, that she shouldn't have to come to Lidei Chil Shabbos. You know, as a lady in our time would have to prepare the bag, a bag that wouldn't have in it mux items, etc., and she would have to prepare the number of a Goyisha cab driver before Shabbos, and she just have to press redial with the shinois, that way that she should come to the day as little chil as possible. Of course, specifically, we're talking about a Yeledist, where the sakana is not as grave as the poiskim explain. But this is Min HaRoi, says the Mishnah Berurah, based on this on the idea that a person has to go out of his way to make sure he doesn't come Lidei Chil Shabbos. He has to be shomer himself to prevent a Chil Shabbos. But it's very interesting to point out that the Mishnah Berurah says Min HaRoi, and he's quoting a Sefer Chassidim in Tav Tav Nun Hei, that it's a Roi. It's not Mashma, it's a Chiev. And Shaila is the Chayra. Why shouldn't it be a chiyuv? Okay, we know that a person should have to worry about the Shabbos. He should have to prevent a chil Shabbos. So you have to say that there's a difference between a person who's willingly going on a boat and putting himself into the matzav of pekuach nefesh, where that already there's rules of when you're allowed to, when you're not allowed to, because that's you're dying putting yourself into a matzav of pekuach nefesh. And even if we'll allow you to be mechal Shabbos once you're in that matzav, but certainly you're not allowed to bring yourself to such a matzav. Mashen Kein, a Yeledis, that's all from Shemayim, so there's a possibility that she's going to have the baby, but of course, we can't say she willingly put herself into that matziv. However, the Shaila is, what about traveling on Erev Shabbos when she's in the ninth month to a faraway place? If she travels to a faraway place, that's already willingly placing herself further away from the hospital and causing, you know, more of a Chil Shabbos, especially if the driver is going to be a Jew. So that's causing yourself, you know, she's staying, let's say she's in she lives in Bar Park and she lives near Maimonides, and now she's going to Flatbush for Shabbos. Now she's willingly putting herself further away from the hospital and going to cause more Chil Shabbos. So that's already, you can't say she didn't do it by Yadayim. And the Mr. Arpaiskin that say that she wouldn't be allowed to do such a thing. However, you have to know if she has a family simcha, etc., so that anyways that could be a gedder of a mitzvah, or if she needs her parents, etc., and that would be a gedder of a mitzvah, and in the sugya vei mafligin, as we all saw, that b'makom mitzvah, it would be permitted. And therefore, she would be taka allowed to go to her family or the family simcha in Flatbush. From this sugya vei mafligin, so we would wonder if a lady has the choice of doing a cesarean. Sometimes they give you the choice when you have to have a planned cesarean, so they give you a choice of Sunday or Thursday. A lot of times that's the hospital dates, Sunday or Thursday, or Kedoyma. So let's say they give her a choice of Sunday or Thursday. So our first reaction would be, and that is, there are poskim that say this, that if you have an elective surgery, al kapanim, right, a person has the option of having his wisdom teeth out, so Dafka shouldn't have it out on Thursday, because you have to think about the Shabbos. And it's 2 days before Shabbos, and you're going to come, as the poskim explained, to a bitulining Shabbos system, Shabura. You're going to not enjoy the Shabbos, that's for sure. You have the pain of wisdom teeth and other elective surgeries. So if you have the option of doing it on Sunday or Thursday, then Avadi should keep in mind the Shabbos and do it on Sunday, and not on the Thursday. However, Benegea Caesarian, even though I did see that there are poskim that say that Takeli should choose the Sunday, but when I asked this child to Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Yashiv said that really, Bamis, the most important thing is the baby should be in the stomach, in the teva, the way the Rebbeinu Shalom created, as long as possible. And therefore, if the doctors are giving you a choice, so then, if they're telling you the cutoff day of when the baby is allowed, you know, they're nervous that they want to plan a cesarean beforehand because they're nervous that the baby would be born naturally. So they make you plan the cesareans a week before, 2 weeks before, whatever the mahalach is. So they tell you, they give you a last date. They tell you, it definitely can't be in after this date. So then it depends. If that last date is, they tell you, you know, you have a choice of Sunday, Thursday. So then, adrab, in that case, you would pick the Thursday. You pick the Thursday because the Thursday is the baby has the ability to stay in longer, which is better for the baby. And even though it's closer to Shabbos, but of course that's what's negev koch nefesh, the longer the baby should be in the stomach, the healthier it is. But if they give you a choice of Thursday, Sunday, and they tell you, no, you have either Thursday, or if the last day to allow it in is Sunday, then of course you should take Sunday. And then you have both reasons. Then Vada, you didn't come the day Chil Shabbos, and second of all, or Bittel Vayim Shabbos, and second of all, the baby was in the stomach longer. So in this case, we would cheshbon out the baby being in the stomach longer would override the other cheshbon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.